Blog Talk Radio.
This is Eugene Corey's show. Oh, I know what else. Here we are.
travel the world and you never see everybody who can come back to come up and watch you. Come up and watch me get you by. Come up and watch you with you. Come on and watch me of you. Thank you.
Minds and attitudes, and get us thinking and talking about what matters.
Thank you.
I can see you around. I like smoke. Crazy. Grass. Earth young. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
minds. And I moved my mouth here in the corner itself. Thank you. and have a day. That's good. Oh, yeah, man.
I'm so busy. Thank you.
I'm not a wolf wonder. I'm a New Yorker. I'm just trying to adore you.
That's just one thing I know.
Corny Show. There we go.
I know it feels so good to be Thank you. unfortunately for me, the book was not here. The book is Fame of the Runner by J.U. Richard Kennedy. And now, if you recall, the last time I did the show, I had on as one of my guests, Frank Sinatra, and I have to tell you what this show did for him. Well, you have my word. The next day, wherever he went, people recognized him. And I was going to introduce...
Boy, if you got something funny to say, Frank, sing it.
That means, Charlie, that he drinks martinis with wet olives in the morning.
Hey,
Dean.
Don't do like that. Don't ever do like that.
I watched you rehearsing with your show tonight.
Yeah.
And I just want to get serious to tell you how much I appreciate it.
But you said, yeah.
Every time I say the word serious, he goes off.
What's serious about what?
Well, can the fella...
I got a hit show and that's it. What do you want to do? Introducing wonderful people like Ella Fitzgerald and George Global. You know, that's not... You get a show, you stick with it. There's no...
something danger, yeah.
Practice,
we
just go on and do it.
That's not a lighter.
That's not a lighter?
This
is a lighter.
I don't know.
We'll be back in just a moment after this
word from
the local
station. How long is that? How long is that? There's a pistol. Where's that from? Where's that one?
Did you ever think about all the sandwiches that are consumed across the country during just one evening of the night show?
What?
Jar after jar of mustard. Tons of pickles. And when all those sandwiches are enjoyed, here's a safe bet on what's being enjoyed right along with them. And, of course, would be Budweiser. Bud is the largest-selling beer in the world.
A bottle of Bud and let the flavor out. Here's the beer that makes it mighty clear what taste is all about. So, raise your sign, that's a friendly sign. Budweiser, king of beer.
If you're planning an icebox raid tonight, go right ahead and pour yourself a Budweiser to go right along with that sandwich. It could possibly cost a little more, but as the Echo says, it's that Budweiser taste that makes it worth it. It is worth it. It's Budweiser.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, Johnny's going to be thrilled when he comes back and finds out that this whole show was sustaining. No sponsors.
The whole show was floating, but not sustaining. Now we got a word from one of our sponsors.
Hey, I say that later.
That's all right. Are we on now, or we got another one of them things?
No, we're on right now.
I don't know what you're doing here today. All the bishops are in New York.
Yes, Frank.
You're
just doing a show for the night, or how many nights are you
going to
do the show?
I signed a deal with NBC. I do it one night a
year. On a Gentile holiday? Do you work on Rosh Hanukkah? I mean, are you doing this one show now? Ain't you pitching Wednesday, aren't you? You want to hear the ocean?
Hear it, I can smell it.
Hey, this was pretty dull before we came out. Phil, and speak up. Don't be shy.
Oh, there are a lot of pretty cats out here. Did you notice them, guys?
A few dogs, too. There he goes. Phil, who took back them nails? Where did they take the nails back?
Oh, I love that joke. That kid had brains and took
Mr.
Nails back.
Phil.
Good tree?
Phil. Over here with the Hebrews. Grab yourself a chair. Well, go back there, folks.
How did you do this?
I just thought you'd like to stretch.
You notice how we had that man make a trip this week so we could even a score with all of your holidays and stuff. We had to have some kind of action going.
Yeah.
Yes.
We brought our man over here tomorrow. Yesterday.
This show will be on Monday night, cross country.
Oh, well, my man has already gone home.
Oh. Did Sheen see him off?
Do you know when we're through with these bleeps, we won't have enough to do a show?
You want to cut these off? Well, I'm leaving if you're going to cut what I've been saying.
Huh?
Oh, don't cut them off, because we may not be back this way.
No, it's 12:30 in New York and everybody's drinking.
Could I have some of that?
The guy brought me water. I ain't had water since I was 17.
That's real water.
That's what it looks like.
You ever see what that does to your shoes?
That wasn't right up.
You are really a friend. Anytime you drink water for a guy, you're a friend.
What? I think he's nuts myself. What are we selling now, Jeff?
We're not selling anything, Frank, except perhaps millions and millions of dollars worth of talent.
What kind of...
Later he finds out that this is not the show he's doing, but the Tonight Show. He'll need a clip. This is the Tonight Show.
I ain't getting paid for this.
Yes.
Oh, I'm getting what?
If I tell you what you're getting for this, you'll say,
No, he'll say more than that.
Let me put it
this way. What am I getting?
You better hold on tight.
Yeah.
The two of you, normally you would both get separate checks, but because you both came on together, you came on as a team. You're getting $160 a piece.
That's outright?
Outright.
I mean, everything taken care of before we get
a few deductions. Like the water.
See, ice cube you slipped on?
Yeah.
You don't want that back, do you?
Well,
that ain't as bad as the show I watched with old John Carson the other day with Robert Goulet. He looks like Robert Goulet, who he looks like? An 8x10 glossy.
He's so pretty and wonderful. And his wife, they were talking about horses. You know that? Talking about what? Horses. And what they do on stage.
Oh, I saw that, yes.
You saw it?
Sure.
Yes, I did.
Sure.
You said sore.
No, you said sore. It's not sore.
Is that sore?
He's sore. But that was a terrible show. It was almost as bad as the first part of this.
This was horrible.
Well,
it was awfully slow.
Oh, boy, I'd say. Could I just look at that? Who's coming on next?
Actually. See how I kept quiet, Frank, when you talk?
Yeah, I noticed that, Joe. Joe, baby?
We're yes.
Leaving. We don't want this to come as a shock.
But you can't leave.
What do you mean we can't leave?
Hey, that's for the kind of money this show pays. You don't just leave when you feel like
that. How come there's a guy in the wing going like this? Out, 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 out.
That's the means, dog. No, you can't leave.
I gotta leave. You see, Jeannie had a terrible accident at breakfast. She drank my oranges by mistake. She don't feel too good.
Well,
I got up, took my usual plunge right down the stairway.
What happened to that guy with the nails?
What is that? What did he take them back for?
Could I interrupt? What is now a word from one of our sponsors, L&M, filter cigarettes. Missed again.
hands dance the hula, the hands act out the story like, come on over to the L&M side, come on over for the taste of it, come on over, you'll be glad you did, come on over to the L&M side.
Come on over to the L&M side, come on over, we're going to taste of it, come on over, we'll be glad you did, come on over to the L&M side.
In the hula, hands tell the story. In an L&M, taste tells the story. So come on over, just for the taste of it.
Come on over to the L&M side. Come on over to the taste of it. Come on over, we'll be glad you did. Come on over to the L&M side.
Ehele mai me ika, L&M, just for the taste of it.
Listen, you two fellas did a couple of promos regarding Dean Martin's show on Thursday night on NBC, and we happen to have it, and with your permission, we would like to run it. But Dean?
Huh?
Oh.
He made the wake, you, buddy.
What did he say?
I don't know.
What's the difference? Just leave a call.
You better send me some film and what we did together.
Yes. Now I want to explain to the audience that you kind of kidded around and broke each other up and everything.
What's a promo?
What? A promo is like when you go to school. The teacher says, everybody who isn't let down is promoed.
All right?
Oh, don't tell him what I said, Frank.
You what?
So,
let's see it. I've never seen that.
You're going to show a promo that I had on my show?
No, that you didn't.
And you're giving me $116?
$160.
Oh, 60. He gets the 60.
No, 320 for the two of you.
Oh, double.
So yeah.
We can get drunk tonight, boy. Okay, roll it.
I mean, why don't you go out and get sober?
I can do that inside.
Are we ready to come on this? So here are the list of promos you and Frank made.
Frickin' Frank. Here we go.
Hi. Well, finish it. Here's Frank Sinatra.
No, he's Frank Sinatra.
Oh, yeah. Hi. And he's Dean Martin.
Isn't that
clever?
Funny?
Huh? Frank's my guest on our...
Oh, get the cops right away.
Frank's on our cops. Frank's my guest on our show.
Along with Bob Newhart and Diane Carroll and Joey Henderson.
Say that again. True, you be there.
Okay, I'm going to stop it at that.